Chautauqua, NY, AP, Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats from Iran's leader in the 1980s, was attacked and apparently stabbed in the neck Friday by a man who rushed the stage as he was about to give a lecture in western New York. A bloodied Rushdie, 75, was flown to a hospital. His condition was not immediately known. His agent, Andrew Wiley, said the writer was undergoing surgery, but he had no other details. An Associated Press reporter witnessed a man confront Rushdie on stage at the Chautauqua Institution and punch or stab him 10 to 15 times as he was being introduced. The author was pushed or fell to the floor, and the man was arrested. Authorities did not immediately identify the attacker or offer any information on his motive. State police said Rushdie was apparently stabbed in the neck. Government Kathy Hochul said later that he was alive and getting the care he needs. Dr. Martin Haskell, a physician who was among those who rushed to help, described Rushdie's wounds as serious but recoverable. Event moderator Henry Reese, a co-founder of an organization that offers residencies to writers facing persecution, was also attacked and suffered a minor head injury, police said. He and Rushdie were due to discuss the United States as a refuge for writers and other artists in exile. A state trooper and a county sheriff's deputy were assigned to Rushdie's lecture, and state police said the trooper made the arrest. But after the attack, some longtime visitors to the center questioned why there wasn't tighter security for the event, given the decades of threats against Rushdie and a bounty on his head offering more than $3 million for anyone who kills him. Rabbi Charles Savner was among the roughly 2,500 people in the audience. Amid gasps, spectators were ushered out of the outdoor amphitheater. The assailant ran onto the platform and started pounding on Mr. Rushdie. At first you're like, what's going on? And then it became abundantly clear in a few seconds that he was being beaten, Savner said. He said the attack lasted about 20 seconds. Another spectator, Kathleen Jones, said the attacker was dressed in black, with a black mask. We thought perhaps it was part of a stunt to show that there's still a lot of controversy around this author. But it became evident in a few seconds that it wasn't, she said. Rushdie has been a prominent spokesman for free expression and liberal causes. He is a former president of PEN America, which said it was reeling from shock and horror at the attack. We can think of no comparable incident of a public violent attack on a literary writer on American soil, CEO Suzanne Nozel said in a statement. Rushdie's 1988 novel was viewed as blasphemous by many Muslims, who saw a character as an insult to the Prophet Muhammad, among other objections. Across the Muslim world, often violent protests erupted against Rushdie, who was born in India to a Muslim family. At least 45 people were killed in riots over the book, including 12 people in Rushdie's hometown of Mumbai. In 1991, a Japanese translator of the book was stabbed to death and an Italian translator survived a knife attack. In 1993, the book's Norwegian publisher was shot 3 times and survived. The book was banned in Iran, where the late leader Grand Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini issued a 1989 fatwa, or edict, calling for Rushdie's death. Khomeini died that same year. Iran's current supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has never issued a fatwa of his own withdrawing the edict, though Iran in recent years hasn't focused on the writer. Iran's mission to the United Nations did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Friday's attack, which led a night news bulletin on Iranian state television. The death threats and bounty led Rushdie to go into hiding under a British government protection program, which included a round-the-clock armed guard. Rushdie emerged after 9 years of seclusion and cautiously resumed more public appearances, maintaining his outspoken criticism of religious extremism overall. He said in a 2012 talk in New York that terrorism is really the art of fear. The only way you can defeat it is by deciding not to be afraid, he said. Anti-Rushdie sentiment has lingered long after Khomeini's decree. The Index on Censorship, an organization promoting free expression, said money was raised to boost the reward for his killing as recently as 2016. An Associated Press journalist who went to the Tehran office of the 15 Khordad Foundation, which put up the millions for the bounty on Rushdie, found it closed Friday night on the Iranian weekend. No one answered calls to its listed telephone number. In 2012, Rushdie published a memoir, Joseph Anton, about the fatwa. The title came from the pseudonym Rushdie had used while in hiding. Rushdie rose to prominence with his Booker Prize-winning 1981 novel, Midnight's Children, but his name became known around the world after The Satanic Verses. Widely regarded as one of Britain's finest living writers, Rushdie was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 2008 and earlier this year was made a member of the Order of the Companions of Honour, a royal accolade for people who have made a major contribution to the arts, science or public life. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that he was appalled that Rushdie was stabbed while exercising a right we should never cease to defend. The Chautauqua Institution, about 55 miles southwest of Buffalo in a rural corner of New York, has served for more than a century as a place for reflection and spiritual guidance. Visitors don't pass through metal detectors or undergo bag checks. Most people leave the doors to their century-old cottages unlocked at night. The Chautauqua Center is known for its summertime lecture series, where Rushdie has spoken before. Associated Press writers John Wara in Chautauqua, Jennifer Peltz and Hillel Attali in New York City, Carolyn Thompson in Buffalo, New York, Michael Hill in Albany, New York, and Nasser Karimi and Mehdi Fatahi in Tehran, Iran, contributed to this report. Joshua Goodman, The Associated Press.